Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Jaira. May I please have your last name and email?
Hi there. It's Ross. No, I'm sorry. It's Harper, H-A-R-P-E-R. And my email is Alex. Do you need to do this slow so you can type it out, or are you just verifying?
Yes, ma'am. Read it out slow for me. I have to type it in.
Okay. It's Alex, A-L-E-X, Brooklyn, B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N, Harper, H-A-R-P-E-R, and that's all run together, and it's at iCloud.com.
At iCloud.com? Alrighty, one second.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, can you verify your mailing address for me?
Certainly. It's 6225 47th Avenue Northeast, Department 10, Marysville, Washington, 98270.
Okay, and I do see that you have a premium active membership with us. What is it that I can help you with today?
Well, I called in on, I've called in a number of times. My last call with you guys was two and a half weeks ago on January 11th, because last summer I canceled my membership. I had gotten the membership in December 2019, and when it was Blueprint, and then the notifications were going out last summer that you're going to be changing back to Craftsy and everything, and I wanted to cancel the membership, and so I called in to cancel it, and I thought it had been canceled. I mean, I never even logged it in, took any of the classes ever. And then in December, my Visa was charged for another year's membership at $87. So when I saw that come in on my bank statement, I called in and said, hey, I canceled my membership, so I need my membership refunded. And the person said they were taking care of it, but 2.5 weeks later, it still hasn't gone through. So now I'm calling again to get this fixed, and I'm really, really hoping that you can help me.
Okay, and when did you call to get the refund process to you?
January 11th.
Okay.
It was charged, I believe, December 10th, right around there.
And you called on January 11th. Let's see, one second.
Yes, I did.
And they said they was going to process that refund for you, right?
Yes, they did. They were going to process it and cancel the membership like it should be canceled. But it just never went through. I gave extra time because I know sometimes it's like 7 to 10 business days. And, you know, but now we're looking at 2.5 weeks. So I'm thinking, and you're saying I have an active membership according to you, and it shouldn't
right.
be active. It should have been closed.
Okay, gotcha. Give me a second while I get this resolved for you, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Hey, ma'am, I'm still here with you. Just one second, okay?
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, so I'm going to go ahead, hopefully it works this time. I'm going to go ahead and opt you out of that auto renewal and process that refund for you. But it's actually going to be a prorated refund, which is $74.53.
Okay, but, okay, I called in and I requested my account be canceled last summer in August. And I spoke with someone and they said it was done. And then in December, when I noticed on my bank statement that it still hadn't been done, I called in then, and then it wasn't done. And then I called again on January 11th, still hasn't been done. So why, I don't understand why I'm being punished when you guys can't seem to get this done. Why is it being prorated?
Gotcha. I understand. Just one second, okay? Hey, ma'am. So the reason why you're getting a prorated refund is because I see, so you did call in on January 11th. I see it in your files on, let's see, on your account, but it's still a month from that date. So that's the reason why, well, I don't know why exactly it hasn't hit your account, but the reason why I'm refunding you.
I, Okay, I'm sorry. I have to interrupt because I've got to go. I've been on the phone for over a half an hour trying to get this done and being on hold. I called in December, 3 or 4 days after I found it on my bank statement, and I thought it was being taken care of, and it wasn't. So I called back again on January 11th. Work with me on this. I shouldn't be penalized because I keep calling and it keeps not being taken care of. I'm trying to get it done on my end. I called as soon as I saw it, but you guys are not doing it. So that's why I'm asking, why is it being prorated when it feels like I'm being punished because you guys are not doing what you say you're going to do, and I keep having to call back. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. And you said you called how many times? About 3 times?
This will be my 3rd call about the refund. It's 4 calls if you count me calling last August to cancel the membership and make sure that it wasn't going to be charged in December. And they promised me that my account was canceled and that they were not going to charge me in December. And then they did. And then I called a couple of days later and they said they're going to take care of it. Full refund, $87. They didn't. I called January 11th. They still didn't do it. And now I'm calling today because I need this taken care of by the end of the month. So.
Right. Okay. Okay. 1 second. Hey, ma'am, I'm sorry for that hold. So if you can provide proof that you canceled back then, we can help. But there's nothing we can do about it if it's already been a month. The only thing we can do is process the prorated refund. It's the policy.
Provide proof of what? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
That you have already canceled back then, that you spoke with someone at least about 3 times. We would need proof of that information.
How would I prove that when I called in?
All righty, 1 second.
Oh, my God. I'm losing my mind.
So I have a question. Did they ever send you an email?
No.
So you've never gotten an email?
The only emails I get from you guys are like every day I get the emails about take this class or we've got this coming up or it's like informational stuff. But no, I never received an email and no one ever said to expect an email. So I never got one.
Right. Okay, I understand. Let's see. And when did you cancel it?
Back in August, when you guys were doing the transfer from this year.
In August of
last year, 2020. Yeah, okay. When you guys were doing the whole transfer, we're not doing Blueprint anymore. We're going back to Craftsy. And I was like, well, I'm not using this service anyway. I might as well go ahead and cancel it and then make sure that they don't charge my Visa in December when it would normally have been auto-renewed because at that point I'd had the thing for like 7 months and I wasn't using it at all, never used it. So I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and take care of it now while you guys are changing back to Craftsy and trying to get all that stuff situated. But I've always called in and spoken with somebody so that I knew it was going to be taken care of every time. I didn't do anything on your website. So I don't have proof that I called in because I made a phone call.
Right. So I have a question. Did you contact Blueprint or is that who you contacted?
Craftsy. I called the number on the website. I don't remember. Right. I have you in my phone as Craftsy with the 800 or the 888 number. So that's the number that I must have called. But it's supposed to be the same company anyway, right?
Right. Okay. So you, okay, 1 second.
Oh my God. Okay. We're talking about a difference of what? $14? Why am I still on the phone? Why are you haggling me like this?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm checking on the information for you. That's why I'm putting you
on
hold.
No, and I appreciate that, but you have to understand that this is my fourth phone call. Now I've been on for almost 45 minutes. And I don't understand. This is just terrible customer service. Not you. I understand that you got to go talk to somebody. But this is overall, this is terrible customer service. Because I was actually going to try to get another membership next year when I'm in a better place to take classes. But now it's like I'm going to go someplace else because I can't believe you guys are haggling me like this. I mean, can you understand where I'm coming from? This is my fourth call.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. I'm checking on that for you. Just hold for 1 second if you don't mind, okay?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, I'm on hold. Do you need me? Okay. I've been on trying to get this thing done. I've been on this fucking phone for 45 minutes. Oh. With really bad customer service. How are you doing? Okay. Thank you so much for going and trying.
Hey, ma'am, so I have a question. Are you willing to take the prorated refund and I just offer you a $29.99 annual membership fee for the year for the convenience?
No, no, only because I'm not in a position to be taking classes right now. I wouldn't use it, so it would be a waste of money for me. They already offered me that in when I called in on the 11th.
Yeah, you can use it anytime.
I'd have to use it within the year. Right?
No, ma'am. You can use it anytime, not just within the year. You can use it.
I appreciate it, but no, I was already offered that, and I said no to it because I wouldn't be using it. So it'd be a waste of money for me. I just want the $87 refunded. That's all. That's it. I'm about to cry. Can you please help me? I need to get off the phone.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Just one second, okay?
Thank you. Oh, my God. Worst customer service ever.
Hey, ma'am, so I'm going to get you transferred to my supervisor. Just give me one second, okay?
That would be perfect. Thank you so much for your help.